Paradoxically, he woke himself with a dream. He hung in the water of a warm, clean coral sea that hadn't existed in that virgin state since long before his birth. The sun filtered down through the waters like an embarrassment of sapphires. Below him, his best-guess reconstruction of the vanished Great Barrier Reef extended in multicoloured profusion, reds, purples and greens as far as the eye could see, like an alien city. Life whirled about the coral metropolis in a riot of motion, swimming, jetting, drifting, crawling. He turned gently, casting a benign and godlike gaze over his creation, half sleeping, half knowing, so that he felt the joy of having brought this into being, yet not the pain of knowing the original had long predeceased him. At last, one of his special friends signalled its presence, squirming its malleable body from a crevice within the rocks and undulating cautiously towards him. Eyes like and unlike his own regarded him with the sort of ersatz wisdom nature otherwise gave only to owls. It, determining the gender of an octopus was not a task easily performed at this remove, reached an arm towards him. Adam to his divinity. And he let his hand drift outwards slowly to accept that touch. It was a good dream. He'd programmed it himself, creating a complex sequence of mental stimulation that drew on his specific memories and jumbled them into something semi-novel. It was still dreamlike, unreal, but that was what he was aiming for, so fine. He also had to hack the ship computers with considerable ingenuity to make it happen, given that encounters with marine fauna were not on the a la carte menu when choosing a wake-up sequence. The hard part had not been inserting the neurological sequence into the ship's database, but erasing all sign of his meddling. By then, he'd been in and out of the mission systems quite a lot without anyone noticing, though. Senkevi had come to the conclusion that the Terraform initiative back home was very, very lax in its digital security, and then shrugged idly and carried on with his own personal tinkering. What, after all, was the worst that could happen? Amongst his travels within the virtual architecture of the mission protocols, Dizra Senkevi had also come face to face with Dizra Senkevi, or at least the crew profile and assessment record of that name. While extreme technical expertise was a given with all crew, he was interested to see the results of his personality assessments. There were two main poles for a multi-decade mission like this, and they pulled in opposite directions. One related to how well a crew member could cope working in isolation for long periods of time, and how they might tolerate being severed from the great mass of humanity and the course of human history. He aced that one. The other related to working in close confinement alongside other human beings you simply could not escape from. And he was dismayed to see how close he had come to rejection on that ground alone. Senkevi felt himself an affable, outgoing man. From the age of 9, he had been working on constructing pseudo-intelligences to have conversations with, and hadn't he, more than anyone else in the crew, surrounded himself with pets back home? What better indication of a warm and loving human nature was there? He'd owned 19 aquariums, 3 large enough to dive in. Many of the aquatic denizens were like close personal friends to him. How could anyone think him antisocial? Let alone make all those unfair and hurtful comments. He was being tongue-in-cheek, of course. They meant human friends, and that had never been his strong suit. Still, he had a few, and he worked well in a task-focused environment where everyone was fixed on a common goal. And when it came to R&R, well, if he wasn't the life and soul of the party, at least he didn't step on anybody else's toes. And there was, in his humble opinion, not a human being alive who enjoyed jokes more than he did. It was just that nobody else found his funny. Anyway, his general social inoffensiveness was just sufficient, when added to his undeniable competence, to get him on the crew. And then some combination of evaluations and computer subroutines kicked him up to be head of the terraforming team, one below overall command. Because if you had a slightly deranged genius on the team, it was probably better to let him cox than row. That was the actual comment of the psychologist who recommended the promotion, and Senkevi, having got into that file as well, treasured the perceived compliment. But they needed him awake now. In that unreal ocean, he strained, but the touch of the tentacle